to a high of about 8 degrees. 22 minutes before 6 o'clock on the coast. There are those who do not break for lunch when they are skiing, and then there are those who do. Daniel Kliger is the kind of backcountry enthusiast who appreciates a good sandwich and an alpine view, and he started a blog in honor of that sacred moment of munching. It's called alpinesandwiches.com, and Daniel joins us on the line now from Pemberton. Good afternoon to you, Daniel.
Hello.
What is so great about eating a sandwich when you're up in the mountains?
I think anyone that's been out in the mountains could testify that you're out there in the fresh air, usually doing something physical and wearing yourself down. And I think the idea of taking out some delicious sandwich, or any lunch for that matter, I prefer sandwiches, is pretty satisfying when you're out in the elements.
When I heard that we're going to be talking to you yesterday, I have very specific, very vivid memories of sandwiches consumed in the Alpine. Why is that?
Fantastic. Yeah, no, I think it's the same what I was just saying. It's just that idea of being out in the backcountry, in the elements, and you're so hungry, you're so excited to break out whatever it is you've packed in your pack, and hopefully it's something delicious. Sometimes it's, you know, could just be a lot of my sandwiches are just cheese and salami or something super basic, but out in the backcountry, they taste pretty good.
Now, tell me about the split, because there are two kinds of people in the world. There are the people who stop for lunch, the people who appreciate a good sandwich consumed in the Alpine, and then there are the people who just want to stuff an energy bar in their face and drink some water and keep going.
Yeah, well, I think there's a bit of a gray zone in that, because I am of the belief that you should be eating throughout the day if you're out exerting yourself throughout a long period of time. You want to be eating consistently. That doesn't mean you don't have to eat your sandwich all at once. I mean, maybe get the photo while it's pretty whole, but for the website. But you can kind of pick at it as you go. You can snack with other things. I'm not saying to go out and gorge on something and kill your day because you get too tired, mm-hmm. but, there's that element that you'll enjoy your sandwich.
So who started this up, taking pictures of your sandwiches and with these spectacular backdrops?
That was all me. I actually had a big folder on my computer. It's kind of strange, but I just had a folder of photos of sandwiches in the mountains, and I was showing it to some friends. I just happened to, whenever I was out in the backcountry, which is quite often, I took a photo of whatever I was eating that day, and I had this big folder, and my friends told me, oh, I should throw it on a website, and I did that, and then suddenly people started sending me their sandwich photos.
Did you have any idea it would turn into a thing?
No, I started it as a complete joke, and it still is, but people do take it pretty seriously, and so that's kept me in it, and I had no idea it could get this far.
So if somebody is out there this weekend and they want to make it onto your blog and they want to take a picture of their sandwich, any rules they need to know about?
Oh yeah, and you can look at it on the website. There's about 11 rules, and the ones that people normally get caught on are if you upload a wrap, which is close to a sandwich, but it's not a sandwich.
Not a sandwich.
Won't make the cut. Another one is if your face is in the photo, and that comes from, this is, the website has become, everyone these days wants to get their face or their ski photos or whatever they just climbed out onto the internet and get that viral. And so I'm trying to keep that kind of showing off element out of the site.
Right.
It's all about, just your sandwich and the background. And so if your face is in the photo, then I'll put night sandwiches category.
Just the sandwich and the majesty of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, it's great to talk with you this afternoon. I look forward to the submissions that come as a result of our little chat. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You take care. Bye-bye now.
Take care.
That's Daniel Kliger. He is the creator of alpinesandwiches.com. alpinesandwiches.com.